This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, there's a psychological warfare system, a law, and you can quantify it or name it whatever you want. But if tyrants start oppressing you and you accept it, then you'll be like the frog in the pot that slowly boils. Everybody knows about that concept. I guess it's the frog in the pot concept. If you resist it long enough, you will become stronger. You will overcome it. It's the law of nature. It's like, you know, we couldn't beat the North Vietnamese because it was their land and they'd been fighting folks for 2,000 years and they weren't going to back down. So if we didn't basically kill every one of them, they're not going to lose. Well, it's the same thing with us. Nobody's going to conquer America unless it's from within. And unless they start with, oh, just don't be a Nazi. Well, I'm not a Nazi. That's fine. Well, just don't let them have speech. Yeah, okay, sure. Oh, just don't say something that hurts people's feelings. Don't call people homosexuals. Well, that's a scientific term like heterosexual. Just, will you call us gay? Okay, I don't want to hurt your feelings, sure. Pretty soon, don't call yourself father or mother. By the way, we're going to teach your son they're really a girl. Do what I want or I'm going to report you. And by then, ladies and gentlemen, the system's got you. They got you by the short hairs. They got you right where they want you. And we know from Europe and Canada, Canada's one of the worst. Canada's incredibly authoritarian. Great people. Wonderful people. Friendly, nice, but very naive, like a lot of Americans. And I've seen, I'm not going to exaggerate, 500 articles over the 25 years I've been on air, where preachers would get arrested for preaching passages out of the Bible, and people would come sit in the church and hear it, go report it, and the police would come and arrest them. Now there are cases where in California and places in Canada where if you say that a guy with a beard who's 6'2" is a man, you get arrested. You use the wrong pronoun. That's a cult. That's living in a prison. And so I've got a stack of articles here where they're now going after Christians in the U.S. And Facebook, again, is banning Bible verses. Paul asked, you know, how soon till they ban Bible verses? Well, the famous quote by a priest is a composite of Bible verses. And now if you try to put those verses in, Facebook is banning you as well. So that's the frog with the water boiling. If we don't jump out now, it's burning our butt. It's burning our little suction feet. Yeah, we're showing real footage on television. If you're a TV viewer, radio listeners, go to Infowars.com/show of a real example of a frog in a pot, and you turn the water up incrementally, and they just, like they're in a hot tub, go to sleep. Then you can pull them out, salt their legs up, and eat them. If you're into French Louisiana cooking, I've had plenty of frog legs. But that's how this works. You know, I'm not a frog in the pot, man. I'm like, I'm in the pot. My ass is burning. My eyes are rolling back in my head because we're all collectively have to jump out together. We're the frog. And I'm sitting there going, you ever had a, I don't want to call it a night terror, but I've had it before where you wake up and you can't move. You're still asleep, but you're conscious and your eyes are open and you can't move because your lower brain has disconnected from your spinal cord. You ever been sleeping next to your wife, and they go to sleep, and they kind of, you know, there's like a pop or like a clunk. And that's when your brain basically disconnects from the spinal cord, and you start going to deeper sleep. And you ever had your eyes open, and then you have to will yourself to, like, kind of go back asleep and wake back up. I know how to get out of those. Now that I'm 45, it happens once a year or so. But I was like 15 years old, so that was horrifying as hell. Open your eyes up, can't get up, can't move, got to take a piss.
people.
It's the same thing. I'm like the frog. We're all the frog. I want out of the pot. But I got to wake up everybody and get out of this paralysis for us to get the hell out of this pot, baby. Let's do it. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that in Charlottesville a year and a half ago, the Democratic Party and other groups put out ads, and they hired what is called in Washington AstroTurf. And they hired people to dress like Nazis. That's why they actually wore costumes, khaki pants, white button-up shirts, tiki torches. And the five leaders of the group all formally worked for the Democratic Party within 2 years of them becoming Nazi leaders. And most of them were simply art department people and college students getting acting degrees, degrees in the arts, mainly gay men wanting to do their part for the Democrats, who came out and got together from all over the country, flew in, and then had their march, so that America would see marching Nazis. And I'll say it, Richard Spencer is a total fake, and CNN puts him on as the Nazi leader. He wears outfits like he's from 1938 Germany. And it's all a giant theater art production. And I have the ads. Online ad recruited Charlottesville activists for $25 an hour. Actors and photographers wanted in Charlottesville. Now, I exposed all this, and so they said in the news that I said that woman didn't die of a heart attack or by getting scared by the car. I never said that. And that I said that some photographer killed the woman. I never said that. I'm being sued for that. The judge was letting it go forward, but has allowed a very rare hearing because I guess the judge has found out his law clerk just took whatever these people said and put it in there as his latest ruling. It's not what was said and not what was done. The judge has in a ruling that I said and the other defendants said, wait for it. That the people suing us had been neo-Nazis in Ukraine. No one ever said that. It's totally made up. But see, these judges, some of them are old school. They don't understand how much the media lies. They run headlines that I lost a Sandy Hook lawsuit in AP for a book I never wrote for a suit that never happened. And AP told us, they said, go ahead and sue. We're not retracting it. We are, don't worry. That's getting geared up. We don't want to sue them, but I mean, you got to, folks, when they're just saying flat out lies. And now, reportedly, the judge has actually been brought transcripts of what was really said, and they're not too happy. But there's this attitude in corporate media that they can just say whatever lie they want, put it in lawsuits, and then just have everybody believe it, and then convict me in the court of public opinion, like Senator Blumenthal did in the Senate yesterday. And I didn't lead the show with that. But Google testified, saying InfoWars and Alex Jones will soon be unsearchable. And now its Bible verses are being banned as hateful for saying humanity is fallen and needs God. Well, that's hate speech to say that humanity has a problem. And again, even if that wasn't true, which obviously it is, just look around you. Even if that wasn't true, it's someone's right. It doesn't matter. You define it as hate speech, but all the debates are, that's not hate speech. The Bible's not hate speech. How about you don't have jurisdiction, government, and corporations, and only to get involved in our communications and say, well, we've decided, because we're a bunch of crazy, wild, university-trained leftists, that Bible verses are bad, so we've decided it's hateful. We're judge, jury, and executioner. That's a giant cult. Period. So, they're not coming for everyone. They've already come for you. They've got your children. First, they banned criticizing vaccines and talking about what happened to you personally. Since when can consumers not say that on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook? Now, major university and government studies are being buried and banned off of Google and Facebook. Scientific published studies aren't allowed either. To see, once you ban one person's speech, you better believe it'll be somebody else's speech tomorrow. And the worst part is, once they've silenced you, they can tell whatever lies they want. If they're successful shutting down talk radio like they want to and all these other things, no one would be there to go to the facilities and show people that there's no concentration camps for the immigrant children, and that they're nicer than most of our public schools. Think about how dastardly that is. Because, see, I could easily just walk off and no longer be on air. But they're going to come for me. It isn't just like they take your speech away. Then these criminals, like Senator Blumenthal, this authoritarian monster, sits up there with a straight face and says he wants me eradicated. The other senator says for America to survive, I must be silenced. I must be silenced because I said something mean about Sandy Hook, which isn't even true. But I have a right to say, but they're lying. But they create a false narrative. Trump's hurting children in concentration camps. Alex is hurting. He's like, he's currently attacking the Sandy Hook families. Protect us. He won't stop. He sends violent people. That's like saying, he's sending people to our house right now. Stop him. This isn't speech. This is violence. He's telling them. And Google's like, we're trying to stop him. It's all lies. He's bad. He's hurting us. These people know exactly what they're doing. And his son, with a former federal prosecutor, runs their fake lawsuit against me. And Blumenthal, in the Senate, in his chair, says, we want him off the air. And his son runs the fake lawsuit. And he admits it. I mean, this guy lives because you're asleep. His whole world is that you won't stand up. He thinks you're an idiot. Amazing. So here it is. Alex Jones in 2018... By 2019, they're saying you're allowed to prepare and organize violence against him and anyone else we designate. And they've got that million person that wants to storm Area 51. There's no aliens in there. There's a bunch of secret aircraft and a giant toxic waste dump and a bunch of chemical weapons dumps. It's a whole bunch of those sites. But if you storm that, you see, that's Facebook testing to see if it can organize that. Facebook was designed to overthrow countries. And Facebook and Google and all of them still think they're going to beat Trump. They still think they're going to defeat America. They work with the Chi-Coms. And they're openly moving against everybody right now. So people ask me, how you taking it, Alex? What's it like? I'm like a fighter pilot in a dogfight. I'm loving every minute of this. This is white-knuckle exhilaration. How about you? How are you doing, folks? It's all our freedoms they're stealing. I'm in the front lines fighting as hard as I can. I feel pretty damn good. I'm worried about all those unborn and born babies they're killing. I'm worried about the pedophilia everywhere and trying to sexualize children. I'm not doing good there. I'm pissed. See, everybody thinks you get ahead by going along. That may have been the last 100 years of entropy. Not anymore. We're at the final phases of this. You grovel to the system, you get your ass cooked. And now they're banning. Go read the Bible verses they're banning. We'll cover some of those when we come back, but I'm going to play some of this Richard Spencer. Because CNN says there's Nazis in concentration camps, and here's their little cute little all polished little fake Nazi. Another leftist art project with his leftist government parents. This guy thinks we're a real idiot, you dirty globalist.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. The But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if it seems to be real, it's an illusion. For every moment of truth, there's confusion in life. Love can be seen as the answer, but nobody flees for the dancer. And it's all
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here, broadcasting worldwide. And central to all of this is a giant, unmitigated hoax that we're putting children in concentration camps. Well, AP released three videos yesterday saying they're more like summer camps. These are people coming here for free services. They're in the report saying, we want free services. Thank you, America. And AOC's like, they drink from toilets and they're Nazi and they kill them. And then Trump goes, you're a damn liar. Oh, you talk bad about me, you racist. I mean, it's just like, shut up. God, you're a monster. Do what I say or world will end. Just one whopper lie after whopper lie after whopper, 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 whopper. Here's the report.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are.
Two pairs of bunk beds in each bedroom and the living room.
They are concentration camps.
HHS provides the teens with 6 hours daily classroom instruction, access to arts and crafts, 3 meals a day and snacks, access to call centers to reconnect with family, then legal services. And, as the contractor running the holding facility describes, most importantly, they provide playtime.
Is it school sports day? Summer camp? With freshly made beds, eat-all-you-can buffet, and the inevitable video games?
The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Some protesters replaced three flags at the front of the facility with a Mexican flag and an upside-down U.S. flag spray-painted with abolish ICE.
You are more concerned with a piece of cloth than people who are locked in cages. Children, right in front of you.
You know there's a flag and there's troops.
There were American flags hanging all over these facilities. That children being separated from their parents in front of an American flag.
Mr. Speaker, we do have a crisis at our border. It is one of morality. As we have seen this current strategy unfold, intentional and cruelly created by the Trump administration.
If you're not happy here, then you can leave.
White supremacists! White supremacists!
White supremacists! White supremacists! And again, you go to a leftist meeting, it looks like people escape from a mental institution. It's not like, oh, we go and pick and choose and show a few people who are from a mental institution. Go to any Democrat event, it looks like the most pathetic, stupid, lazy, low-energy people you've ever seen until they get aroused like zombies that smell fresh brains, and then they start hopping up and down. And again, zombies are all allegories. Zombies are living, but they're dead. They're dead, but they're living. And what do they want? They want brains. They don't have intellect, so they want to destroy the people that have intellect, that have the spark of the Creator. Because to a demon-possessed meth head, the spark of God is very ugly and very painful. Now, getting back to the big enchilada, I want to play this Richard Spencer clip. I've watched Vice documentaries. I've tracked this guy. His family, his parents are big leftist, big globalist. All of his main henchmen are former Obama or Hillary workers. One of them has been on the show. He was the leader of the Charlottesville event. He worked for Obama 1 year before he became the Nazi leader. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's come out over and over again at the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL. Don't just infiltrate Nazi groups. They run them. Elohim City outside Oklahoma City that planned the Oklahoma City bombing came out in federal court. Carol Howell, FBI informant, exposed it. Was being run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. The whole thing. McVeigh tried to stop the attack. He was the Army infiltrator. The Army, of course, was watching what was happening. He was double-crossed. He was set up. And I've interviewed his family, all his lawyers, all of them. It's a fact. We have the witnesses that saw the feds placing the bombs in the building from the FBI, CIA, and Deutsche Intelligence. And now this guy is up here on television with CNN giving this platform. You know, Paul Watson interviewed Tommy Robinson, and they said, oh, he's a Nazi, which isn't even true. But Paul was then banned from Facebook. That was the reason given. For even giving a platform to somebody, even if you disagree with them. But CNN, oh, they give a platform to whoever they want, you see. This is about them controlling the narrative. So here they are giving Richard Spencer a platform to act like Trump's just pretending he's a Nazi like me. He's not a real Nazi like me.
Essentially, it normalizes hate and it makes it acceptable and it lowers our bar, our tolerance for what is allowed in our country. And that is dangerous.
But here's a twist.
Hail Trump! Hail our people! Hail victory!
White nationalist Richard Spencer, who hailed Trump when he was first elected,
hail
is
victory.
Among those who are turning on Trump.
Many white nationalists will eat up this red meat that Donald Trump is throwing out there. I am not one of them. I recognize the con game that is going on.
They say Trump is all talk and no action on maintaining white dominance in America.
He gives us nothing outside of racist tweets. And by racist tweets, I mean tweets that are meaningless and cheap and express the kind of sentiments you might hear from your drunk uncle while he's watching Hannity.
If you really listen to this guy, it's all dog whistles to the left. He's a socialist. CNN gives platform to alt-right white supremacist Richard Spencer, Infowars.com. Oh, look, exposed online ad recruited Charlottesville activists for $25 an hour to play the part of white supremacists. Oh, look, Dr. McCann shot, please. Look right here. You can go hire crowds. There's dozens of companies, dozens of groups. Here's another one. Why was this crowd hire company recruiting $25 an hour political activists in Charlottesville the week before? Ladies and gentlemen, it's staged. It's staged. I've looked at the videos of Charlottesville very closely, the march a few nights before and the big melee the next day. 90% of the Nazis are theater major gay men from all over the United States who went and got paid to be actors. They all want to be on Netflix. They want to be on TV. And they all then prance around and talk about Nazis by posing as Nazis. That's how the left wins. They stage things like Jussie Smollett. I'm just telling you, you got all these theater majors. The left recruited them, and this is what they do now. Giant hoaxes, fake narratives, like kids in concentration camps. They're all a bunch of lying trash.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And that ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Garrison is our guest. Then I'm going to open the phones up in the third hour and get to so much of this other incredible news that I haven't even mentioned yet. I'm going to mention some of it here in just a moment. But it's a paradox. I learned 3-4 weeks ago they were going to have the summit, even before it had been announced by the White House, the social media summit, the free speech, anti-censorship summit. And then I never intended to be invited to it. I've never been the guy that tries to join the clubs. I've never been the guy that tries to get into the fraternities. I'm not saying you're bad if you have. You know, that's good for business, whatever. I've never been a joiner. I'm here you know, in Austin, Texas, and you know, I've been here since high school, born in Texas, family, you know, from Austin, but I moved back to Austin in high school, and it wasn't the big mega mecca hub, kind of California escape valve that it is now. It was just the middle of nowhere. But that's kind of how I operate. I'm not saying I made Austin this big mega hub. I'm saying I like to create the trends, and then I like to see everybody else then jump on board those trends and maybe like a jazz musician riff off those and make them even better. And so I've always been the kind of the guy out in the wilderness, the mad prophet of the Tea Party, as Time Magazine said 15 years ago or 12 years ago. And so I didn't get butthurt by not being invited. I know that Paul Watson thought it was strange he wasn't invited because he's been so banned as well, and it's about that. Trump wanted to learn about it, or that people like Laura Loomer or Milo Yiannopoulos or others weren't, or Gavin McGinnis. But see, it would have been all about us instead of about social media and the censorship itself, and we've been there, so I got it. But Ben Garrison is undoubtedly the most successful, most prolific graphic political cartoonist in the world. There's just absolutely no doubt. And he was invited. And what's wrong with this is that once the media called him anti-Semitic because he criticized George Soros, who just so happens to be Jewish, he was commissioned to do that piece, by the way, by Mike Cernovich. Once he did that, it wasn't Trump did it, but it was his people dropping like a hot potato. And that just shows how by increment, anytime the media criticizes, anytime the left criticizes, we're all supposed to grovel in fear. No, Trump's all about breaking the back of that, not giving in, not being politically correct, not watching what we say or some leftist will get mad. And so of the whole conference, I'm very happy overall. A lot of good ideas came out of it. Trump committed to take action. We're seeing some of that start. But the only fly in the ointment is that he invited Ben Garrison, and then Ben Garrison, who I'm proud to say I've influenced, he was just a mainline, you know, guy, but still libertarian-esque, and then he started putting out more anti-globalist stuff over a decade ago and got even more popular, and then he got censored, then he got banned, and now he's more popular than ever. I mean, I see more Ben Garrison everywhere than I've seen all the other top guys combined. And so Trump needs Garrison. His people need Garrison. Trump needs us. And Trump knows that and is very appreciative. I'll guarantee you, it's Trump said, bring Ben Garrison. I know he loves Garrison stuff. But Trump's instincts are our instincts. They're not the Washington swamp he has to pull from. In fact, can you guys print me the article from yesterday I didn't get to? The Fox News 10 reporter. She's Emmy Award-winning, top ratings. They told her on camera, they'd know it was going out, somebody was taping it, you can't have a Parler account. Someone might call you right wing. Oh, now it's don't be Alex Jones. Don't be Ben Garrison. Now it's don't be right wing. And so everyone's just groveling and looking for new ways to please the system. And there's no limit to it. So when Facebook started banning Bible verses today, the Christian groups are arguing, well, these aren't hateful passages. Why do you give them the authority to say what an imaginary term hate speech is, and then you go to them like they're the judge and say, okay, but I don't think this is hate speech. No, they don't have the right to do that. And, of course, it's not going to end anywhere, folks. It's going to continue. So Ben Garrison joins us. He's with GRR Graphics, graphics.com, Bulldogs, his symbol. And he's coming on with us. I mean, you've heard my take on this. I mean, to me, the story isn't that they uninvited you. It's in the general statement of we need to grow a backbone in this country, and we need to speak our mind again. That's the essence of being free.
Yeah, Alex, I understand what you said and where you're coming from, but you should have been there. I mean, you are the epitome of an influencer who helped Trump get elected, and then you sum up everything that they're trying to do to us. I mean, they're trying to deplatform us, deperson us, and that's all that stuff that's happening. You should have been there, and so should have the other ones that you mentioned. I should have been there, but Look, I was so happy to be invited. I didn't say anything for about a week. I was like bursting. I wanted to tell our supporters, you know, that I was so happy to be going. I was going to give Trump a proof of our coffee table book, which came out so beautiful. I was going to present it to him somehow. And I just couldn't wait to go. I was like, you know, I was really excited. It was surreal, and I couldn't wait to go. But I should have kept my mouth shut. You know, I'm not good at playing politics, I guess, even though I'm a political cartoonist. And I don't consider myself to be a racist, bigot, anti-Semitic, blah, 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 whatever they want to call me. Because I don't identify as any of that. I didn't expect to be called all this. But all these people that sort of make these decisions for us and tell us what we can and cannot say, the line drawers, they draw lines in the sand. Well, you can't go over that line. You can't mention the Federal Reserve because you'll be anti-Semitic and we'll say that you hate Jews. Or you can't cross over this line or we'll say that you're, you know, an outspoken racist. With the Huffington Post called me out of the blue an outspoken racist. I thought, where is this coming from? But they all piled on me. You know how it goes. They start clutching their pearls. They play the ain't it awful game. They blow it up into a giant conflagration. I was kind of surprised they used me. I consider myself just kind of like...
Ben, they know you're super effective. And they also think you're stupid, because I learned from insiders. They thought that when they tried to drive a wedge between me and Trump, I would get mad at Trump. And, of course, we're not like little babies that take our marbles and go home. But the left's trying to take Trump's biggest supporters and make us feel spurned so that we don't support Trump.
I still support the president, and I said that when I, you know, announced what was going on. And I still went to Washington, D.C. It was too late to cancel the tickets. I said, heck with it, I'll go. And one of the invitees was kind enough to invite me to the after party at the Trump International Hotel where I stayed. And it was a really nice experience. And let me tell you, Alex, I saw your guy, Harrison Smith, there. Oh, that guy's a really sharp young man.
Oh, absolutely. Harrison's awesome. We also had...
I was talking to these guys, and it's just and they're young. I mean, it may be that I'm old and I see everybody in a different light, but these guys have so much potential. Some of them they're like very smart, they're articulate, well spoken, and they're handsome. I mean, I looked at them, I thought they were movie stars. I mean, here's a Brad guy looks like Brad Pitt. There's a guy there that looked exactly like Sammy Davis Jr. There's another guy I met that looked like Frank Sinatra. I was thinking to myself, well, these guys could have a MAGA Rat Pack going here. But I kind of walked away out of that with some hope, because these young people can really help influence and turn the tide. I mean, I just want, because I'm kind of a cynical guy, but I mean, I met one young lady, she must have been in her 20s, and boy, this gal, I mean, she's going to start a YouTube channel, and I could see a star in the making.
Oh, absolutely. What's happening is the more they censor, more talent just pours in to fill the ranks. We got a lot of battlefield promotions going on here. But when I come back, I want to quantify where I was going, because I don't think I articulated it right. I want to explain something critical. You brought the game, Ben. I brought the game. We already are in the White House every day. Our spirit.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ben Garrison, and he's a humble guy, you know, out in the mountains of the West with his wife. He's come to town, met his wife, she's a great lady, and he's just hurt that they're calling him a Nazi and all this. But see, we always are on the defense, and you know, I've been the same, but everybody knows they're lying about concentration camps and little kids drinking out of toilets and Trump's killing them and all this crap, and that the kids are being separated from their parents. Yeah, when there aren't any parents with them. And fake Time magazine covers of little crying Hispanic girls. This is sick and evil. But everybody always defends themselves and goes, oh, I'm not these things, instead of going, you're a pack of lying scum. You're the enemy of the people. You're fake news. Trump does it. I do it. And Ben does it in his cartoons. But we have to stop caring, folks, because I don't think anybody's been lied about more than me except Trump. And you just learn that it's a fraud. Take this article. F them. Fox 10 host responds to bosses who ask her to hide her right-wing views. Somebody, sort of hearing this conversation, probably a leftist, was like, ooh, ah. Ooh, she's talking about how she's allowed to have a Parler site. Parler is just an alternative to Facebook. It's got liberals, conservatives, you name it on it. The president is getting ready to promote it. And so here you've got the main anchor talking to her. She's the other big anchor. She's award-winning, national TV level, Emmy award-winning. And he's saying, you better watch out. I mean, somebody might complain. She goes, what, some local leftist paper? So what? Oh, well, we don't want you on there getting a national audience. This woman puts out good reports. I went and watched some of them. I've seen some before. She starts putting them on Instagram. She starts putting them on Parler. She'll get millions. Oh, no, someone might get upset. Someone, oh my gosh, someone. So again, first it's the Nazis. Well, take their rights away. And then it's Alex Jones. And then it's Ben Garrison. And then it's everybody. Now it's Bible verses Facebook's taking down. Big article on Infowars.com. There's no end. And I love how she just says, F them. I'm doing it. I'm reaching people on there. I'm a human being. Well, somebody might say you're a right-wing extremist. Here it is.
I think they just think it's been branded as a far-right kind of place. So they don't want you tied into anything like that where you're going to get blowback from the New Times or whoever it is.
20-year-old dopes. That's a rag for selling marijuana.
I know, but you got to, then they're in a position where they got to explain it or you've got to explain it.
I'm reaching people.
So they're about to go live. She's standing next to this soulless peacock who's looking at himself and all getting ready to go on and act powerful. And he's lecturing her about the manager wanted me to say this to you. Well, if someone complains, he'll have to explain it. Just have no soul. Read off a teleprompter. Don't have your own Parler site. And this happens everywhere. Death by a billion cuts. Oh, you might not say this. Oh, you might not say that. And then it's less and less we can say. Oh, better not share Bible verses. So the average church now won't even have Bible verses. Oh, we might want to take that cross down in the First Methodist, you know, here, and just somebody might be offended. Okay, we'll take that cross down. We better have an LGBT preacher. Well, that's not enough. We have a gay preacher. We better have a lesbian preacher. And it's just all taking, and that's the new ruling class, you see, leftist. Because of where they stick their sexual organs, they are better. And you look at this soulless peacock, he's just telling her, no, you need to grovel, you need to... America didn't get built groveling, little man. Ben Garrison, what I'm saying is we were the launch pad for Trump. We are already arrived, wherever you're out in Montana or Wyoming, or I'm here in Austin, Texas. We are here. We don't want to be in the club. You're summoned to the White House because you're important and because Trump wants to get ready to take action. And because you were so important, they didn't want you there. Because when you're really important, you can't be there because Washington fears you and they fear you having that access. But my friend, you have the access because we the people share your cartoons. We the people share the Candace Owens video she did that she asked folks to get out. But we added video proof from inside the facilities backing up what she said exclusively. The listeners, they are America. They are the world. Somebody could be listening in Africa or Asia. They could spread this video. That's the. I'm just saying, Ben, and I'm not lecturing you. You're older than I am. But I've just been. You understand, like, it's an honor that they kept you from going. I'm not saying it's good, but what do you expect? Don't you think the enemy in a war would want to keep... Don't you think the three-headed dragon in the latest Godzilla movie, whatever it's named, wouldn't it like to keep Godzilla off the field? I mean, you understand that, right?
Well, yeah. Well, it boils down to the fact that these control freaks, these authoritarian control freaks, you know, people like Hillary, you remember... The internet needs an editor. Well, who's going to be the editor? Well, it's going to be people like Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama saying, oh, this internet is it's not controlled enough. It's the Wild West. Well, yeah, we like that. But no, he wants the sheriff to come in town and clean the town up. And, of course, he's going to be the sheriff. And he's going to tell you what you can say and what you can't say. He's going to keep everybody channeled into a narrow channel of what's what acceptable subjects for conversation. And if you happen to jump out of that channel, then you get noticed and they come at you with the whips. And the whips are the name calling to get you back in line. And that's sort of what they did to me. And on a mass scale, I mean, I was just kind of amazed. It's like, wow, you know, I'm getting vilified all over the world for, and it's all a lie. And if we, I typed in a couple key words that they all used, and it just went on and on. All of them are like lockstep, with like somebody handed him a script, and this is what you say. He's blatantly this, and he's a racist that. And it's like, God, this is journalism nowadays? Well, you know, here's the deal. They're really trying to make not just our free speech rights, but all of our rights. What they want to do is they want to make them all relative, because you know how relativistic they are. So they make our rights relative, and they want to convert them into privileges. And once they get a control over what those privileges are, then those privileges go away. It's just like Cory Booker came out and said he wanted, we just want reasonable gun control. They need to get a license. And I screamed at him. I said, the Second Amendment is my license. I don't need your license, because as soon as you start controlling the licenses, you're not going to be able to get a license. It's the same thing with free speech. Once we let them control what we can say or not say, it's not going to lead to a good end. I mean, this is where we really have to start pushing back up against these tyrants, because once they get total control of the narrative, then they're going to get control of thought itself.
And you just said it. If you watch what the Democrats are saying in Senate, in the House, they're saying the buzzer's up. This is what Blumenthal said. We're going to regulate the Internet now, but the Democrats are going to decide how it's done. We're going to censor everybody. They're going to use that as the reform to intensify the crisis they've already created. So there's no choice that the UN and the EU and the CHICOMs are already regulating it. So Congress must act now, because they've created a vacuum. Exactly what I've been saying for 2 years is now understood by the White House and others. And so we've really reached this amazing flashpoint where Blumenthal said, I must be completely taken off the Internet, even my mention. Facebook's already doing that. That is beyond 1984 and being airbrushed out of history. So it's here. Tyranny's not coming. It's here. We'll go right back to Ben Garrison after break. Speak of the devil. They can't stop you in the third dimension taking action. And Chris Pratt was out wearing a shirt photograph yesterday that said, don't tread on me, the American flag, with a snake on it. And I saw that, and I called my head guy, and I said, what's the new design of the new shirt with the Betsy Ross flag? He goes, a snake on it, and don't tread on me. We thought that was a perfect. I said, well, I guess great minds think alike. Pratt's wearing basically the same shirt I want, navy blue and everything. I said, just make it better. We're printing 4,000 of them. The last Betsy Ross flag sold out. So it's two variants. The regular American flag with Don't Tread on Me with the gadgets and the snake on the back. Infowars.com, America's back. And then another version that's the Betsy Ross flag with the snake saying Don't Tread on Me with Infowars.com, America's back on the back. Only 4,000 of these. This is high-quality fabric. It's extremely nice. Just the shirts cost like $8, $9, depending on the size of them. Then the printing's another $3. It's big, thick color printing. So we make like $5-6 at $17.76. But because we're running the sale still, normally it would be $19.95. They're $17.76. And I love doing these limited edition shirts. Limbaugh's come out with his own Gadsden flag shirt. You know, great minds think alike. But this one is even better, I think. Only 4,000 of these inspired by the Chris Pratt shirt that he was wearing. But not really. We already said to it last week, but it reminded me we're doing it. So InfoWarsStore.com. I've extended the 1776 sale one more day. InfoWarsStore.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.